And this is another opportunity that Lancaster County has received some funding to help with its to feed some of the folks in the neighborhood.
That's right. Supplemental emergency food and shelter programs in the county. Of course, Charity Bird joining us on the line this morning from Lancaster's United Way. Good morning to you, Charity.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good. Thanks for joining us today. This is pretty exciting when the national board that's chaired by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Federal Emergency Management Agency says that there's funds to be distributed that you've been awarded here in Lancaster County.
Absolutely. We love to take whatever funds we can and give them to the public.
Yeah. So tell us, Charity, how this works. So you get the money. Where does the money come to? Does it come to an organization and then that organization decides XYZ will get the funds? Take us through that timeline.
Okay. Pretty much what happens is we get the funds here at the United Way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have a meeting of what is called our local board, mm-hmm. which is directors from different agencies, DSS, that kind of thing. They come and we decide after we receive applications. And by the way, we receive applications until June 30th.
Okay.
All right.
We receive applications in until that date. And then we meet after then. We decide how to allocate the money out based on qualifications, eligibility, that kind of thing. And then once we decide that, who we're going to give the funds to, we give them an award letter, let them know, send it out, and then they receive payments from us with that money, and they have a spending date. They have to spend that money by that date, which is March 30th of 2018.
Mm-hmm. So there's a couple different criteria that businesses or entities must adhere to. There's a couple of different things they got to keep in mind.
Absolutely. They this is not for individuals. It is for nonprofit organizations only.
Okay.
The funds only go for feeding, like supplement feeding, food shelters, food banks, that kind of thing. For rent and mortgage, utility assistance. It is not for relief for a disaster.
I see.
I gotcha. And I can see the confusion there a little bit for folks. So
now, what is the amount that is actually going to be coming to the Lancaster County area to be distributed?
We have $39,434.
That is a terrific amount of
money. Every cent will be spent, for sure. Have we received this before, Charity, or is this the first time that
we've
got? Okay.
And so how do we get in touch with you? What is the place? Should we just go to the uwaylcsc.org for details?
Actually, the best way to get in contact with us to receive an application or information is to email me at admin@uwaylcsc.org. That's admin@uwaylcsc.org.
Okay. So this is nonprofit organizations just in Lancaster County, or is this around the region?
It is only in Lancaster County. That's our jurisdiction.
And does this come, Charity, at a time where the funds are always needed year-round, but is this at a time right about the beginning of summer where these organizations and nonprofits really need this to help kind of get them at least maybe through back to when school's in session, especially for young kids to be able to make sure they have something to eat?
Absolutely. With kids out of school, the need is great, which, like you said, the need is always great, mm-hmm. but parents are struggling to feed kids. The shelters are having to, the food banks and the shelters are having to disperse food mm-hmm. all summer long, and it's what we need right now. So it's coming perfectly at the right time.
That's so
who are the, is it people or organizations represented on the local board that makes the choices?
It's usually the directors or the chairs of the local board that make the decision.
Okay.
That's smart. And do they try to just divide it up as equally as they can, or it depends on, some organizations are bigger, even though they're a nonprofit, some are a little bigger than most, but you try to be as fair as you can, I'm sure.
Well, we try to be fair, but it is on a needs basis.
I gotcha.
So
okay.
Whoever you serve, the greater the population you serve, the more the need, the more funds you're going to get.
What do you have to do, Charity, to be eligible to be awarded this, I guess as far as the Emergency Food and Shelter National Board program, how do you get involved in this? Do you hear about it every year and reapply?
We do. We actually, as far as United Way, we actually get an email stating that this is, because we've done it previous years, we've already basically got our application in.
Great.
And they send us an email saying this is what you've been awarded, and then we go from there.
Wow. I was a former board member of the United Way there in Lancaster County for 3 years. Learned a lot about the organization. Holy smoke, it was an eye-opening experience. We covered so many stories with United Way, but it really wasn't until we had to go on the site visits when an XYZ organization is requesting money from the United Way.
Yes.
There are the people on the board, we go and we inspect them. Like, if they're asking for X number of dollars, we say, what's that money going to be used to? Show us these programs, let's see for anything along those lines. So with that being said, what's the latest with United Way? What's new with you guys?
Actually, what's new with us is we are in the process of bringing in our new executive director.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
Yes, and we're just starting a new fiscal year in July with a bunch of 8 new board members, so we are excited about that.
All kinds of new blood. That's going to be fun. Lots of excited people.
We're hoping for great things. We really, really are.
Well, it's talking about just the growth in our area. Lancaster obviously benefiting from all of that as well. So we want people to come in and thrive in that such a beautiful community down there in Lancaster. So we really appreciate all that you do at the United Way charity.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love this organization. It is the best place you could ever work.
It really is. I saw it from an outsider looking in and was being part of it for a couple of years. It was fantastic just to see and observe everything in the heart. Hardworking folks that want to make sure everyone's taken care of in our community. And you guys have made such great strides with the homeless shelter and trying to have some kind of a homeless shelter, because in Lancaster County, there wasn't anything. Like, if you were homeless and had no place to seek shelter, you just had to go somewhere else. Like, you had to go to York County or maybe into Lancaster, up at the Panhandle, maybe through Charlotte. But you guys have made such great strides in that effort.
Well, thank you. We are really unaware, or the public is unaware, of the homelessness need we have in Lancaster.
Mm-hmm. We enjoy the project that you take on with the homeless shelters, or the homeless coalition there, with the cardboard box program.
Yeah.
Box City.
Yes.
Box City.
That's coming up again in the fall, I'm sure.
It sure is. Well, actually, we may be moving it to the spring.
Okay.
This year.
Okay. It's cold in either season, I'm
right.
sure. So
yeah.
Deal with the elements, of course.
It is. We always seem to be rained out at some point in the Box City.
That's true. It is true. All right. So again, if you are listening and live in Lancaster County, or you're an organization, a nonprofit in Lancaster County, and maybe you've not heard about this, again, what, $39,434 going to supplement emergency is the keyword, food and shelter programs in Lancaster County. There's a couple different ways. The best way is to email admin, that's admin, at uwaylcsc.org.
That is correct.
Thank you, Charity Burt. It's really great to speak with you today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.